overall, very, very pleased with the weekend. You know, obviously, we had a little rain event at the very end around 8 o'clock on Saturday night, but overall, very pleased. We exceeded last year's numbers. We believe this is the preliminary numbers on ticket sales and the like for Friday evening. Very, very excited about the outcome from Friday evening. We obviously were looking. We came in less, we believe, on Saturday. We don't know exactly what that number will be, but you know, overall, we knew that you know, the forecast was not quite what ultimately turned out. But so we were glad folks came out. We really appreciate everybody that came out and kind of fought the weather, but really seemed to have a good time. There were a lot of improvements this year. We're real pleased to have, and we appreciate the cooperation of our downtown merchants as well, and the vendors and our sponsors, and just such a, you know, this year more than any other year, we have more community participation. We had 35 different organizations working with us, and just seemed to go real well overall.
Let me go back to ticket sales just to make sure I'm clear. The ticket sales that you talk about for Friday would be for meals and the wine tickets, and then Saturday you also had wristbands in addition to the steak and the wine, right?
That's correct. Really, what I'm going by, and I don't have the exact numbers. Again, that's being compiled, of course. It takes a little time to do that. But the ticket sales on wine, the $1 tickets and the steak plates and you know, some of those tickets I'm referring to on Friday far exceeded last year in terms of sales, which, again, was a good indicator. And just the overall participation and, you know, despite the fact that there were, you know, multiple high school football games, you know, homecomings and the like around the community, there were a lot of folks that went to other events and then came downtown perhaps afterwards. And so Friday was a really, really good night from that standpoint.
Johnny Lee did get most, if not all, of his entire performance in, and the real weather threat came about the time that Roger Craiger was to perform. So what, if anything, might happen as a result of Roger not being able to perform Saturday?
Well, again, we appreciate folks coming out. And, yeah, you're right, Johnny Lee got about three-fourths of his show in, and then, of course, the rains came, and the equipment was just too wet. But you know, we did talked to Craiger, his stage manager, and we'll be in contact with his agent. We hope to bring him back for maybe a rain check or something. But we're in, you know, currently being in contact with his, you know, his agent and his, you know, manager to see what can be done. Obviously, we'd love to see him come back, and for a rain check, we can come up with a different, you know, venue or maybe next year or something like that. We'll be talking to his folks about it. But we really hope we can arrange something, you know, for the folks who really came out to see Roger Craiger. And so we're going to do all we can do to not disappoint those that came out and have to give them an opportunity to see him. We will be in touch on that, but right now we're just trying to work through what we can do to really take a rain check and see if we can't arrange, you know, a reschedule.
And then I'm sure that within the plans of the festival or any outdoor event that the city co-sponsors, there's already a protocol about how to address severe weather events. How well did that get executed on Saturday?
Well, I'll tell you what, we had the best facilities to be able to pull together the folks that needed to make any major decisions. And, you know, in the Community Emergency Operations Center down in the basement, there in the Wembley building is a tremendous spot for everybody to come together. And we did that. We pulled together, you know, the senior management of the city as well as, you know, others that were involved in emergency management. And we determined where shelters should be, all those types of things. And it worked very well. You know, again, as it turns out, the storm, I won't say dissipated, but it was downgraded before it came to us. A lot of reports of, you know, other kinds of events further west of here, but it turned out to be, you know, much less, and we were very thankful for that. But, the command center and, you know, the folks that got together worked like a charm in terms of getting everybody together and determining what needs to be done to notify everyone regarding the storm that was coming.
Now, I heard that either the parking garage and or the municipal building became open for those who were seeking shelter. Were any either of those facilities or anywhere else used besides obviously the private businesses, bars and restaurants and so forth were open too.
That's correct. But we really, at the, in the end, just decided that the parking garage was the best shelter to send folks to. And again, it turns out that folks didn't even need to really use it because of the fact is that they were really along the main street and Bryan area of downtown. But yeah, the parking garage, the newly constructed parking garage, really was a tremendous asset to have right there because everybody could have fit it fit within that that structure. And it was really convenient to the core area of the festival.
And what's the expectation chronologically when you'll have hard figures on sales and other things that you're quantifying?
We are looking to, as every year we put together a financial report for the council. We hope to have that. It won't be on the 23rd. We're hoping to have that for one of the November meetings, perhaps the second meeting in November by the time, we can have preliminary numbers, but we like to give the council a full picture of all the revenues and expenses. And sometimes it takes a little while for vendors to send us their bill or whatever, all of the the final bills that have to be paid. And so we like to give a final figure. So we looked for, like I said, probably later in November, the second meeting in November. We'll also have at least one new council member elected at that time. And so we want the full council to have a full report. So that's what we work towards. Any preliminary information we're comfortable with, we certainly release that, in terms of numbers that we have. But we obviously want to give our governing body, the council, the full report first so they understand the full picture of things. But, again, overall, preliminary information on Friday was very positive, and we hope that what that did is offset any kind of lessening on Saturday due to the weather. But we will see once we get pull together these numbers.
And fortunately, Saturday's weather event came late enough in the evening. If there was a decrease, it's not going to be as bad as if the weather event moved through at 6 or 5 or earlier in the day.
That's correct. We felt predominantly most folks who were coming down had already come down. It kind of, sprinkling lightly during the day. We felt very confident that we were prepared, after the, things intensify a little later in the evening, that, we were prepared for, keeping folks safe. That was our number one priority ultimately. And, we felt pretty good about the outcome and, the cooperative effort on everybody involved.